Fiction Friday, June 12th. Story by Patroness Charms. Read by Rashaka. Just Dessert. A few weeks after the boys returned from the Arctic, Penny found herself on a rainy Friday night with nothing better to do than invite the guys over for dinner and a movie. As she padded across the hall in her slippers, she fidgeted a little with her appearance before catching herself mid-touch-up, shyly giving the little something deep inside her some room to grow, and hope that only one of the boys was actually home. "Busy," a voice replied distantly. Penny pushed open the door to the boys' apartment and prepared to greet its usual inhabitants, but to Penny's delight, only Sheldon was inside. He was sitting at his desk in the living room and flipping through a number of dense-looking textbooks with one hand while taking notes neatly with the other, the sleeves of his thermal rolled up slightly past his elbows in a rather fetching way. She took a deep breath and decided to test the waters. "Hiya, Moon Pie. What you doing?" Penny said sweetly, coming over to rest her hand on his shoulders and peer interestedly at his work. He leaned back into her ever so slightly and rolled his eyes before picking up some notes and paperwork. "Usually when someone says that they're busy, Penny, it means that they're occupied with something and they don't wish to be disturbed." Penny laughed. "Like you find it so awful to have me interrupt you every now and then. Where is everyone?" "That's debatable, but I suppose I have been working a while." He set down his notebooks and turned his rolly chair to talk to her. "As for your second question, I believe Raj and Howard came by earlier and invited Leonard to go bar hopping. Apparently being without women for 3 months has sent their sensibilities awry." "I can imagine. Why didn't you go?" Sheldon laughed his little laugh. "Please, Nobel Prize-winning work doesn't just materialize into being, though seeing as it's my mind at work, it might as well have. I've been working and organizing all of my research from Antarctica. Perhaps you'd like to hear about my research on..." "Oh, sweetie, that's wonderful, and maybe some other time. But I really just stopped by to see if all of you wanted to come over for dinner tonight." Sheldon stopped reshuffling his papers and cocked his head. "But I've already eaten, and Leonard and Howard and Raj are out." Penny shrank inwardly, trying not to let her disappointment seep into her voice or her face. Undeterred, she tried again. "Oh, well, they'll probably be out for a while. Maybe we could hang out. Do something else? What say you to making it a just the two of us sort of thing?" She grinned hopefully. "What if we made dessert?" One of Sheldon's eyebrows quirked. "You want to hang out and manufacture dessert?"
"Yeah.
With me?" "No, Sheldon. With your notebooks and photos of the penguins you took in the Arctic." As usual, he missed the sarcasm and, baffled, he opened his mouth to inquire after Penny's sanity, but she beat him to it. "With you, Sheldon, with you. We can even watch an episode of Battlestar Galactica if you want. I'm getting pretty into it. That blonde robot girl is totally amazing."
"Cylon, Penny. Six is a Cylon."
"Hey, Moon Pie." "Penny." "What do Cylons eat for dessert?" Baking was one of those things that, as a scientist, Sheldon was suited for. He was very particular about getting measurements right, and his long fingers were well suited for kneading pastry dough and fine-tuning details. They had to decide on cinnamon rolls because they were Sheldon's favorite, and as they worked, he revealed a surprising breadth of knowledge about baking and pastries in general, which Penny attributed to him spending so much time with his Mima as a kid. It also helped that he had constructed an insanely developed little device which helped dough rise perfectly exactly in an hour. And eventually, Penny realized she was sort of obsolete as KitchenAids go. She just let him and his methodology take over. He tutted gently once he noticed she'd perched herself on the kitchen counter to watch him as he puttered about. "You're sitting in the flour." Penny immediately hastened to another part of the counter, mournfully brushing clumps of dough and flour off her denims with a wrinkle of her nose. Sheldon rolled his eyes at her again and nimbly avoided the handful of flour Penny chucked at him in response. Privately, she felt this evening was turning out to be much better than she could have hoped for, but she wasn't sure how long it would last. The big old five in her was beginning to stir, coaxing her to continue to push the envelope. She wanted to ask him about the summer and the letters.
"Shelley, can I ask you a question?"
"You just did, but I suppose you'd like to ask another." Penny paused, causing him to look up from his mid-session cleanup to look at her quizzically. He wore such a gentle expression of interest and mild concern at her silence that all thoughts about her original question vanished. Instead, she leaned forward, brought his face to hers, let her actions do the asking, and very, very gently kissed him.
Had she been any other person, she thought the introduction of such a thing as kissing would have spooked him indefinitely. Instead of pulling back, however, Sheldon's lips parted slightly and his hand stilled. Penny's heart, which by now was in charge of the whole situation and was eagerly chomping at the bits to get things going, took this as a good sign, so Penny tugged on his thermal to coax him closer. He tasted sweet and a little bit like cinnamon, and years of regular chapstick use had made his lips very soft. Penny teased his mouth a little and let her hand come up to gently cup his face, silently imploring him to return the gesture. Suddenly, the tension that had begun to creep into him at the start of the interaction melted away, and with a breathy kind of, "oh," sound, he gently moved her legs apart so he could stand closer to her between them. The kiss slowly started to evolve. Sheldon cautiously leaned into her and responded more and more eagerly, his mouth sliding and teasing hers in a wonderful rhythm they both seemed intoxicated by. Months of wondering, all the letters and the silly little postscripts that had given her pause and brought her to this point, none of it could hold a candle to the way kissing Sheldon actually felt in person. "Well?" she asked softly, pulling back just enough to rest her forehead against his. He had placed his hands on either side of the counter, her own were wrapped casually around his neck. Sheldon blinked owlishly at her from behind heavy lids and ran a tongue over his lips as though in shock. Penny's heart stopped, momentarily convinced this had all been a terrible mistake, and she had just gotten herself together to make a run for it when, very seriously, he said, "I'm sorry, I'm afraid I missed that. Could you repeat the question?" And he allowed a smile to tug at the corner of his lips.